What began as a U.S. Senate hearing on the failure of public health officials to adequately warn about the risk of myocarditis associated with COVID-19 vaccines quickly morphed into a referendum on vaccine safety in general, the liability protections afforded to vaccine makers, and the failure to provide resources and compensation to the vaccine injured. Wednesday's hearing before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations pitted Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, subcommittee ranking member, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green, a doctor, staunch supporters of the COVID-19 vaccine campaign and vaccines in general, against Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, subcommittee chair, and a panel of witnesses who criticized the government's handling of COVID-19. I am satisfied that our Senate hearing delivered America the truth on the COVID-19 vaccine debacle, Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the witnesses, told the defender. Sadly, an untold number of primarily young individuals suffered devastating vaccine heart damage. Some lost their lives because of government agency cover-up on safety data that was emerging early in 2021. Other witnesses included Dr. Jordan Vaughn, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Joel Walskog, and attorney Aaron Seary. Green also appeared as a witness. Children's Health Defense CEO Mary Holland, who attended the hearing, said she was grateful to Johnson for shining a bright light on what happened during the COVID era. The public has lost faith in the government because the government's policies were catastrophic, Holland said. Senator Johnson is leading the charge to get to the truth about what happened to our country during COVID and to ensure that nothing like it will ever happen again. Holland added. The hearing initiated a dialogue between those of differing views, which is needed. But it was disappointing that the majority of subcommittee members either didn't show up at all or showed up for cameo appearances. Johnson warned at the close of the hearing that acknowledging and rectifying the problems of the COVID-19 era is going to take time. This is going to be a slog, he said. He said to stay tuned for announcements of future reports and hearings on the issue, as the evidence released so far is just the tip of the iceberg. Hearing held on the heels of 55-page report. Wednesday's hearing opened with Johnson reading highlights from a 55-page report released by the subcommittee earlier that day. The report detailed how federal health officials in spring 2021 failed to swiftly warn the public of the risk of myocarditis and other cardiac-related issues following COVID-19 and, instead, downplayed the risk. Along with the report, the subcommittee released over 2,400 pages of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, of documents, including COVID-19 vaccine safety records and communications about the COVID-19 pandemic. Johnson subpoenaed HHS for the documents in January. Before the committee heard from witnesses, Blumenthal pushed back against the claim that federal health officials had initially hidden data about myocarditis risk. He also praised the COVID-19 vaccine, saying the most important fact was that COVID-19 vaccines had saved millions and millions of lives. Blumenthal's assistant placed posters behind him that echoed his claim. Later in the hearing, Seary called out Blumenthal on those claims, saying they were sourced from a blog, not from reliable data or sources. Blumenthal also showed a poster that claimed 3 deaths in 2025 had been caused by measles. Misinformation about the safety of vaccines has led to a deadly outbreak of a preventable disease, he said. We all know it, measles. He went on to make statements undermining the credibility of the witnesses, including that some profited from selling disproven wellness treatments and suing vaccine companies. The witnesses gave testimony about what they had seen and experienced. Their comments varied greatly. Below are some highlights. Witnesses cite studies showing cardiac harm after COVID vaccines. McCullough, a cardiologist and president of the McCullough Foundation, cited numerous studies documenting sudden cardiac death after COVID-19 vaccination. There are 1,065 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on COVID vaccine myocarditis. This is in the peer-reviewed literature, McCullough said. This is not misinformation. McCullough said he's worried that cases of acute COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis will continue until the COVID-19 vaccines are halted. Vaughn, founder and president of the Microvascular Research Foundation, which develops effective, research-based treatment protocols for patients suffering from long COVID, said he's treated over 4,000 long COVID and COVID-19 vaccine injury patients. Roughly 80% of the long COVID patients took the COVID-19 vaccine, Vaughn said. The spike protein is not a benign protein, Vaughn explained. It triggers inflammation. He criticized the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for failing to formally alert healthcare practitioners nationwide via its Health Action Network to the vaccine's risk of myocarditis. According to the CDC, the Health Alert Network is the agency's primary method of sharing cleared information about urgent public health incidents with public information officers, federal, state, territorial, tribal, and local public health practitioners, clinicians, and public health laboratories. Instead of actually giving a health alert notice to all the physicians, Vaughn said, they decided with the help of the Biden administration to actually just update the website of the CDC. Thorpe, an obstetrician and gynecologist, spoke on the potential harms to pregnant women from the COVID-19 vaccines, which he accused former public health officials of disregarding. For instance, Thorpe cited a study he co-authored that was published in February in the peer-reviewed journal Science, Public Health Policy and the Law. The study identified 37 safety signals for COVID-19 vaccines during pregnancy, including miscarriage, fetal malformations, premature birth, stillbirth, newborn asphyxia, and newborn death. Orthopedic surgeon says one COVID shot left him disabled. Walskog, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, told the committee how he became medically disabled after one dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. I proudly elected to get vaccinated, and within a week I developed leg weakness, numbness, substantial balance loss leading to falls. I have been diagnosed with dysautonomia and an undefined autoimmune disorder, both debilitating conditions affecting multiple body systems. Walskog is co-chair of REACT-19, a nonprofit formed after the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines to help connect those injured by the shots with resources that can help them. In an X post, Walskog called the hearing a critical step toward accountability, transparency, and justice. When it was Siri's turn to speak, he emphasized that vaccine makers, unlike drug makers, are free of the risk of being sued for injury caused by their products, thanks to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. Vaccine companies aren't incentivized to do rigorous, multi-year, placebo-controlled safety trials, since they don't have to worry about costly lawsuits, Siri said. Hawaii governor says country is in a great peril of abandoning public health. Green said he was testifying as a doctor. He blamed vaccine skepticism for the deaths of children from vaccine-preventable diseases, including COVID-19 and measles. He praised the COVID-19 vaccine, saying it lessened the severity of outcomes for those who got sick. Green said, "My heart is with everyone who had any kind of reaction to the vaccines that we're talking about or loses a loved one. Of course we love our fellow mankind, but we cannot turn away from science." He claimed the country is currently in great peril of no longer being committed to public health. Residents in Hawaii recently killed a bill that was part of Green's legislative agenda that would have removed residents' right to religious exemptions from vaccines. Watch the Senate hearing on COVID vaccines and myocarditis here.